I too sing America. I am the Dooku brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too am America. Langston Hughes was a popular American poet, and his birthday is February 1st, 1902. Sadly, his parents divorced when he was young, and he lived with his grandmother after that. When he was 13, he moved in with his mother, and he began to write poetry there. He wrote his first big poem in Mexico, titled, The Negro Speaks of Rivers. Langston Hughes continued to work various different jobs in many different places. He continued to write poetry despite all his traveling and other jobs. His poem, The Wary Blues, won the first prize in the Opportunity magazine. Many of his poems were recognized throughout his years of poetry, and he became a very famous poet, most famous for his poetry for the Harlem Renaissance. I chose this poem because I saw it had meaning and I understood it. A lot of poems I had trouble understanding, or I was unable to find a meaning for the poem. This poem I completely understood, and I love it. It talks about standing up for your rights. The speaker was forced to eat in the kitchen due to his race, but he swore that the next day he will sit at the table no matter what someone says. Something about this poem really speaks to me because I guess I have been unable to sit at the table before. When we have a lot of guests, the adults sit at the table and the children eat in the kitchen. I think the main idea of this poem is to stand up for your rights and don't let someone tell you what to do. Even if you accept what happens the first time, if it happens again, you should not stand for it. The theme is to stand up for yourself and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If you let people walk all over you, then you will never get anywhere in life, and you might consider a follower of some sort. In conclusion, don't let anyone tell you what to do, and don't feel like you cannot stand up for yourself. The author's tone is inspiring. I believe this poem can genuinely inspire some people to stand up for their rights and stand up to prejudice. The poem can thoroughly move people to stand up for themselves. It can teach many people that even if you get knocked down once, you can get back up. This poem is very inspiring to me, to many other people. The first and last lines talk about being America, and this means you are free. You are free to stand up for what you believe in, and no one can ever stop you. There are two examples and metaphors in this poem. On the first line of the first stanza, it says, I too sing America. When you cannot sing America, it is comparing the country America to a song. On the last line of the last stanza, it says, I too am America, which is also a metaphor because the speaker is not America. He is simply comparing himself to America, which I guess means he is saying he is free. There are no other examples of figurative language. There are 18 lines in the poem, 5 stanzas. This poem does not have a rhyming scheme. It has no patterns of rhymes.